Matt Bennion is Senior Product Manager at Western Digital, and we're going to talk a little bit about a big announcement that came out this week from the company. It's called WDTV Live Hub Media Center, and on the line with us, we've got Matt Bennion from Western Digital. Tell us a little bit about the product that's going to extend television for the user. Matt, thanks for coming on Tech Talk Radio.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this announcement. What does Live Hub do for the consumer out there that would like to get more out of that entertainment center?
What we've done is we've taken the previous technology, which was our WDTV Live Plus player, and we've really added a little bit of secret sauce and put a 1 terabyte hard drive inside. So basically, it's not just a media player, but it's also a media server with network storage. So for consumers, what we think will probably be some of the most significant benefit is if somebody has some content, whether it's from a digital camera or a video camera, they can come home, and instead of connecting that to their PC and having that content only on the PC, they can plug it into the USB port on the WDTV Live Hub. It will transfer the content from their digital device, store it on the Live Hub. You can instantly enjoy that content up on the television. You can also access that content from any device connected to the network, whether it's a PC, Mac, Xbox, PS3, or any other connected device. But not only that, once you've got the content on the device, you can also share it straight out to Facebook, and it's really more of a store it, experience it, and share it story. And it's really the heritage of the entire WDTV line comes from that personal content angle, being able to enjoy just about any file. We have support for a lot of different codecs. So you're never going to run into the audio codec not supported or video codec not supported. But additionally, we've also added in some great services such as Blockbuster and Netflix. So if you're enjoying your content, or you can also go out to the internet and get the best of the internet's content.
Now, with so many services now going on demand and digital delivery for content such as Netflix or Blockbuster, that means then they could essentially download the content to the WDTV Live Hub Media Center and then watch it directly on their big screen TV instead of having to sit in front of a computer?
One of the great things about the Blockbuster service and the device is that you can download the file and build a collection that you've got stored on the WDTV Live Hub. You can play that content then with other Blockbuster-enabled devices, whether it's a Mac or a PC or other devices with the Blockbuster service. It's download or rent, and it's same day as DVD release. So this gives people an option to sort of treat their movies the same way they treat their MP3s, which is, of course, a better way to handle it than it was with CDs.
And this content is going to be in HD?
That's right. So the Netflix service is streaming and is HD. And it really gives people a great solution for either watching their personal content or the best of the internet. There's also YouTube, Pandora, Live365, Flickr, and a lot of other services on there as well. And one of the other great things about the WDTV line is the community. And we engage with our community pretty actively. And on our website, there's a special place for the community to voice their request for what features they'd like to add to the product. So the product that people take home over time evolves based on the community feedback, and we try to add services and features as they become important and relevant, and just kind of continue to try to bring the product to the consumer that they're looking for.
Now, for the consumers out there that have maybe a television that is just maybe a couple of years older, but it is HD capable, how are they going to be able to hook up this unit to those screens?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the device does have HDMI 1.4. which is great for doing all the HD. If you've got an older TV, it also supports component and composite. There's also an optical cable to allow them to connect if they've got a surround sound system, and they'd like to do that with the optical connection.
Well, Western Digital certainly has had experience in this area with the Western Digital TV Media Player family of products. How is this product maybe different than previous versions, especially when it comes to the user interface?
The UI has really come quite a ways, and It's first of all, a pretty dramatic change in the appearance and the way it navigates. So it's even gotten simpler than it was before. There are a lot of different ways to get your content on the device. We've added a couple of great features, such as USB sync, which will allow you to plug in any USB device, and it will copy what content is on there onto the internal storage, whether it's a digital camera, a flip video, a proper video camera, or even a USB hard drive. Additionally, you can access content that's on a shared folder on your PC or Mac, or if you've got a network attached storage, you'll look at that. So pretty much anywhere you put content on your home network, you can access it, or, of course, over the USB connections.
Now, I think it's important to note, too, for people who are not living in a PC world, maybe living in a Mac world, they'll also be able to use this device on their television because it will be able to sync with Mac folders that are on the network, correct?
Very true. So for all of our Mac customers, this is a great solution as well. Anything they've got stored in a shared folder is also accessible. So it's good for both Macs and PCs.
Matt, we're talking about the WDTV Live Hub Media Center in terms of entertainment and how it bridges that gap between your computer, your Mac, your technology, and your entertainment center. But this is also a full-on media server.
That's right. So it's a 1 terabyte media server, which is great because sometimes for people out there that that have a pretty good-sized media collection, it might be too large for their notebook's internal hard drive. Storing it on the WDTV Live Hub on the 1 terabyte of storage gives people the ability to host their entire media collection there and serve that to all of the connected devices around the house, whether it's one of the new connected TVs or Blu-ray players, Xbox 360s or PS3s, but also the Google TV is something that would look at the media server on the WDTV Live Hub. So for anybody out there that does have any of the new Sony TVs or the Logitech Review, this is a media server that they'll also take a look at.
Now, I think also it's important to note, too, this comes with other features. You mentioned Facebook integration, so people could interact with Facebook on this. But you also have the ability for people to go to Flickr. And so if they have a photo stream on Flickr, they'd then be able to see that right there on their TV screen.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different options for looking at different content on the different services out there. Flickr is a great place to go if you want to look at some, you know, the interesting photos from the last 7 days and some of these other streams out there. Facebook, you can actually, with the Facebook application, look at all of the photos, videos, look at news feed. Pretty much you have a very full integration of Facebook. Anything you could expect to do with Facebook on a PC, you'll also be able to do using the WDTV Live Hub, but just on the television.
If I'm a consumer and I'm going to install the WDTV Live Hub Media Center, which comes with this 1 terabyte of storage, do I have to do any extensive setup once I get the unit and put it next to the entertainment center?
No, it's actually really simple to set up. So when you take it home, you'll take it out of the box and connect it to the television, probably with HDMI or the other component or composite. Then you connect your network cable to the router, or you can use one of the Powerline networking kits. Additionally, we support a series of USB wireless dongles, and we'll talk more about that in a second. And then the last component, of course, is just the power. So there's really only 3 cables you'll have to connect. Once you're connected, the network setup is a breeze, and you're on in just a couple of seconds. Now, we prefer, generally, to use a wired network because when you get to streaming some of the 1080p content, it's a real challenge across a wireless G router. There's a lot of the services and things you can do using the network that are fine with wireless, but for people out there that have a lot of personal content that's in 1080p, you start to get challenged and you see some choppy transmission of the 1080p. So for people that want a real 1080p experience, you've got to go wired. There are a number of solutions for people that don't have their house wired, and one of them is the WD Live Wire, which we just released also not too long ago. And this is a brain-dead simple power line networking kit that allows you to connect this small box to the wall, and then you've got 4 ports to connect the wire to, and you can easily expand your home network. And it's perfect for streaming HD content.
Matt, if I think back just a few years, the idea of having 1 terabyte of storage was out of the, you know, just seemed so unrealistic. But now it is possible. Was there research done to see that this is really what people are wanting now?
A lot of the research we've looked at says that by 2014, the average household is going to need 1 terabyte of storage for their media collection. And what we want to do is give people that room to grow into it. Now, if people do have more than that 1 terabyte, it's really easy to expand and add extra storage to the device, either from a network-attached storage, such as the MyBook Live that we've just launched, or just through a direct-attached USB drive. We also just released our 3 terabyte USB 3 MyBook, so it's very easy to add that storage.
Excellent. And if they'd like to get more information about this, what is the website address?
So www.wdc.com is where they would go to find out more. And if you want to learn more about the product, you'll find it at Best Buy. It's exclusive to Best Buy for $199 starting on October 31st.
Excellent. So we got the kind of the scoop here with that, but it'll be available at Best Buy. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking with us. This really sounds exciting, and it is going to change the way that people interact with their entertainment centers.
Thanks for having me.